Miss the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's new Red FM.
It was a massive win, considering the last four games we'd only picked up 3 points. So it was a massive win going into the last few games of the season. Now we needed it. We needed a performance. And
John spoke about the kind of passion and commitment in the team last week. For the last few matches.
It was, you know, for the last, like, we weren't at our best for the last few weeks, and it's no point hiding it, because everyone could see it. But fairness to the lads, they came out last night and had a right go, and as you said, the passion, commitment, work rate, it was all there, so it was great to see.
Yeah,
I don't know, to be honest. He's been assessed this morning and I didn't hear anything, so as I say, they'll probably be assessed now again tomorrow, because we're off tomorrow again. So similar to Brasher, scores and has to go off again, job done.
But I saw the highlights the leg just seemed to go immediately.
Honestly, I thought it was offside the way he reacted first, but it was only a couple of seconds later I realised that it was his hamstring. So hopefully he'll recover, because he's, in fairness to him, he's worked hard in training over the last few months and worked hard in the gym when the boys haven't been training. So hopefully he can get himself going again now for the last few weeks.
Must be tougher mentally though, kind of getting fit, getting back in the team, getting injured. Yes. Getting back in the field, again, that cycle.
Considering when he came into the side first there, when Stuart was here towards the end of that season. Then he comes in first week of pre-season under John, he gets injured and he's out for, you can more or less say, the season. I think he was a 7 appearance or something from the bench. But, you know, and to keep going, you know, so hopefully now he won't be as bad as Engbush. As I say, I don't know until he gets assessed over the next few days.
2 points still needed, John, just to be dead sure a second.
Yeah.
I suppose that's why last night was such a boost, because you've done Dundalk at home Friday night, the champions. Back-to-back champions, and then away at the ball. So, like, those 2 points are going to be hard fought as well, aren't they?
They are, because, like, as you said, Dundalk is never an easy game anyway. So, and you've Bowes, who still had the chance to catch Pats for European spots. So, it was a massive win, and we'll be going Friday to win, because you want to keep a winning run going. So, we'll be going to try and win again Friday and hopefully secure that second place Friday night.
And going back to the injuries again, like, I know teams don't like to play in it, but, like, there have been some shocking runs of injuries.
We have
Cork City this season. Like.
We have had a bad run, but as you say, look, happens to every side, from time to time. So you just have to get on with it. And in fairness, the lads that have come in have worked hard. They came in and, you know, done their jobs and got us results when we've needed, like last night. So
Gary Buckley limped out as well last night. Any news on him?
No, he's just slight problem with his groin, but he should be okay. Really, you know, it's just, I'd say it was at him for a couple of days, but. He just got a knock during the game last night, so hopefully he should be alright.
And the others, Colin coming along?
Yeah. Gavin, yeah. Hopefully they'll be in the next week to 10 days. Now we'll have a lot more bodies back. So hopefully, anyway.
And John, with the cup final on the horizon, this being a dress rehearsal for the cup final, is there a temptation not to show your hand and kind of play almost the second string side on Friday?
I don't know. We might be forced to play what we have, as you say, with the injuries. Mm. So.
Is there a second stream left?
Yes, sir. Unless you include some of the staff. But so, as I say, look, we just have to see what we have. We've no idea what team we put out yet until we'll come in Thursday morning and see what way the bodies are.
Well, partners, is to kind of set down a marker Friday night.
But if we win, it doesn't mean we'll win the cup final. If we lose, it doesn't mean we lose the cup final either. So, we'll just go to try and win the match and take it from there. So.
It's kind of filling out the league fixtures, though, isn't it? The league.
We need one more win. 2 points to secure second, and we'll be going for that Friday night. We'll go to try and win. It's our last home game of the season in front of the supporters who've been, since John and myself have come in, have been brilliant. So we want to win, finish our home season on a high as well. So we'll be going to win the match.
I imagine you're kind of telling the players constantly there's cup final places up for grabs, so they have to perform the next 2 games.
Yeah, we've been saying it for weeks. And it is the case. You know, some people might think just because you play in a semi-final it gives you the right to play in the final, which it doesn't. So that's the thing. We've 2 games left. There's two games left for some of the fellas on the fringes to force their way into John's reckoning and other fellas to cement their place. So it's all to play for, really.
John, made a big issue last night about the difference cash-wise between finishing second and third.
Yeah.
Are the margins that tight? Like, we're talking 20,000?
I wouldn't know. Yeah. That's not to do with me.
He said it would have could have Irish implications going into next season. And he did say that it was at the cover the expense of the cup final weekend.
Probably, as I say, I don't know the expenses. I don't. That's John deals with all that. I don't, and gladly I don't, to be honest. But I wouldn't know the ins and outs. But to be honest, it would be wrong for me to comment on that. No, to be honest.
John, may I suggest would Dundalk have perhaps a strategy next Friday night? I'm only suggesting, you can't answer it, that they've already won the league, so there's less pressure on them to get a result on next Friday night, yeah, with regard to league points, where City are still, of course, your players fighting for their place in the cup final, and just to be sure that Rovers won't catch up there.
Yeah.
So Dundalk just might have that strategy that they might put out the second team.
Well, I would say they won't put out their full. I would think they wouldn't play their full 11, but these fellas, you can't just give them 3 weeks off either. You know, fellas need to play games coming into the final as well. You can't just take 3 weeks off, so you'd expect to see some of them playing anyway. Mm-hmm. A good few of them, I would think, but as I say, we just concentrate on ourselves and go out and try and get our lads ready and fit and take the game to them and try and take the 3 points.
And of course, the last home game of the season at Turner's Cross, so you're hoping you'll get a good turnout of City supporters.
Oh, sure, that was. I was only watching it this morning, to be honest, but that was incredible. That night, sure, was it nearly 7,000 people in there? So, but as I said earlier, the Cork supporters is unbelievable, and I'm sure over the next couple of weeks it'll come out again.
They're two tough games. Obviously, Dundalk at home, Bowes away. Do you know, Bowes is still going for Europe. What team Dundalk will play Friday night, I don't know. Obviously, with the cup final coming up, they might make a few changes, but they have a good squad. No matter who they bring in, they'll be strong. So, two tough games, but yeah, I think we can get one win out of the two anyway, at least, and get second place.
They made 6 changes last week to their normal side. I can't see that they'll play all their stars, can you?
They'll probably do the same again, make 6 or 7 changes. They have a good squad, they have a strong squad, so whoever they're bringing is just as good as whoever they're taking out, you know. So, same as ourselves, no doubt John will make a few changes for Friday night, and whatever players come in are as good as the players that go out, so I don't think there's a problem. I think it'll be a good game Friday night, and it's the one we'll go to try winning it.
Injuries are piling up, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of injuries, to be fair. You can see even before the game the other night, there was a lot of lads struggling, especially on Thursday in training. But we got through the game. We picked up another few, I suppose. Bucks is injured now again. Danny Morrissey is struggling. Darren Denny, he was struggling. Ross Gaynor was struggling. Stephen Beattie, he was getting sick at half-time in the dressing room. You know, wasn't feeling well all day. So there's a lot of boys really struggling. But listen, there's a cup final in 2 weeks. No matter what's wrong with people, they'll do what they can to play in that game, and no matter what kind of niggle injuries they'll have, people will get through it, and adrenaline will get them through the cup final, no doubt. But so before that, we have a big game Friday night, and folks, it's 3 points Friday night, and hopefully we can get it and secure second place.
You mentioned Stephen there, Pete. He's cup tied, isn't it?
Yeah, huge loss, to be fair, because to be fair, at least see him last night, worked so hard. Like I said, he was sick all day, you know, getting sick at half time in the dressing room, and go out and see the performance he put in, and when he wasn't feeling the best, it was a fair play to him, but that's the kind of player he is. He gives everything he has, and so it was a great point, great 3 points for us last night, and everyone worked hard. Like I said, there was a lot of boys struggling with injuries, but they got through it, and you know, we might have taken a little bit of grief off people over the last couple of weeks from drawing games and losing to Longford and that, like, but I think it was a good Cork City performance last night. You know, we got 2 goals, thought we were good in the first half. Second half, obviously, we know we're going to be put under pressure by Pats. They're the home team. Just still going for Europe, and I thought we put in a great performance second half, even though it might have been pretty to watch at times, but it was 3 points, and that's what we went up there for.
That was the worry for everybody, wasn't it, that the form had dropped 3 points out of 12, and form, as you know, being a professional footballer, is something you can't kind of turn on off like a tap, so that was a huge worry for everybody, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, big time. Like you see in our training ground the last week or so, you know, people weren't the usual sells, you know. Obviously, it takes its toll when you're drawing 3 games that you probably think you should be winning. But last night, getting onto the bus last night, it was a huge buzz, and it feels like we're back to where we were again before the last couple of games. You know, everyone was buzzing with the performance last night. Great 3 points. Pat's a tough place to go at that. You know, they're a good side, of good players in the squad, and they really put up to us last night. But I thought we'd done just enough to win the game.
And John mentioned a bit of a clear of the air meeting on Sunday at training, which obviously reflected in last night's performance.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say a clear the air thing. It was just like, we know as players we should be doing a lot better, you know. We probably let ourselves down in a couple of games, you know. I don't know, people say take your eye off the ball looking at the cup final and all that. I don't think any player actually felt that, but maybe by watching the games you're thinking and you're hearing a lot of people are saying, oh, they've died in the cup final. Maybe we did leave ourselves down a small bit. The games we probably should have won. I would have liked to think if we were still pushing going for the league, we probably would have won the games, but that's hearsay now. You know, it was just all about last night's result, and it's a great 3 points, and like I say, another win now, we guaranteed second place again.
And facing Dundalk, I mean, like, it's temptation not to give too much away ahead of the cup final on Friday.
Yeah, I think it'd be the same for both teams, you know, but for me personally, if I look at the Dundalk's team, I can nearly pick the team off, and no doubt Dundalk will look at Cork and probably feel the same, you know, so no matter what players they put out on Friday night, it's going to be a tough game. No matter what players we put out, it's going to be just as good as the players that I said earlier that are coming in and coming out, you know, so should be a good game. We go for the 3 points and guaranteed second place. And if you said to us 2 years ago, would you be happy with second place 2 years in a row in a cup final? And I think a lot of people would have been delighted with it.